Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, wow.
We're here officially. It's real. Welcome to Soul Behind the Snark. I'm Lady Hope.
And I'm the Urban Gentleman.
Oh my gosh, it's our first show. We're so excited. Let's do a little cliff notes on ourselves real quick. I'll go first.
We got to turn this down.
Oh, we just realized the first rule of radio is to turn down. You know I've done this before. Okay, so real quick on me. As my mom tells it, ever since I was 8 months old, I've been speaking coherently, and I haven't stopped since. I've talked to everyone and everything, and I'm an only child, and I used to talk to myself. And I used to do radio shows in my bedroom by myself and with my friends, Lindsay, Jenny, Krissa, you know who you are.
Shut up.
And I kind of got interested in high school. I did something my senior year at my local college radio, and in college where I met my bestie sitting next to me, I did 4 years there. And kind of veered off track, got into other things. I'm part of corporate America now, and when this opportunity came up, we jumped on it because it was a perfect one.
Yes,
go ahead.
Yes. So I am someone who has tried. I majored in writing, and when I met Allison, I always dreamed of being on TV or something, or being famous, or I had family members who loved the Academy Awards and tabloids and all that stuff. And you know, my detour was corporate America too. And
funny
that you had to get a regular job, you know, to support your
creative job.
Because you're not right out of, you know, you didn't go to UCLA or anything.
Exactly.
And I did everything. I've been at the same telecommunications company forever. And I did everything from real estate to party light candles.
Candle hustle.
Shout out to people under Candle Hustle.
It's a tough job.
Yeah, we're going to have a live candle party.
We might do a live candle party. That might happen in the future.
But you never know. We'll see. We'll see if there's any copyright infringement.
I know. We'll have to clear that
with
our producer.
With that. Yeah. Our executive producer, Michelle Arbo.
Yeah, girl.
This whole thing. And, wow. How kismety and baity it was that through Twitter that we all found each other and we found Authentic You and Blog Talk. And
we're so proud and happy to be here. Because as some of my coworkers have said in the very recent past, Allison talks a lot.
Yeah.
So I've got my little lot to be as wordy as I want to be. What we wanted to talk about today, though, is what brought us here, honestly. And to begin with a little disclaimer to all our friends, nobody knew about the show, so don't feel hurt that it was kept secret.
Mm-hmm.
The Urban Gentleman and I knew that if we were going to get through this and to actually do something, we had to keep it quiet. And that's something that we definitely learned through this, is it's better to do and not say. Because there have been times and there have been past projects, I think, for both of us that I don't want to call failure. I don't want to say the F word.
Stop, start.
Yeah, I want to say they're just incomplete.
And
they're sitting on the shelf still. And sometimes you get so wrapped up in your head or wrapped up in yourself, and you just can't finish it. So we knew that we had to keep it between us and our parents, because mom and dad know.
Yeah, even my mom
knows. Yeah, exactly. And that was the only people who were going to know about this until we got it all put together. We are live now, and this week was the week that we broadcasted it out to our pals. And this is the time that now we're declaring our independence.
Our independence, yes. So we're on a train.
We're on a train that doesn't make any stops
anymore.
And it's not to say that if you're not with us, you're against us, because we're not talking about battles or fights. But we're just saying that there's no more stopping.
Yeah.
We're going right to wherever this leads.
Yep. If you want to stay at the Suffern station, go right ahead.
Exactly.
But we're gonna try to take the train to New York.
You're either on the train or not. That's what we came up with.
Exactly.
But we'd invite anyone who wants to call in. I quickly wrote up a little declaration of independence, and if you want to come take the oath with us live on the air. It'll be one of those deals where, I say it, then you repeat after me.
Yeah.
So that's open too. But we want to talk a little bit more on what brought us here.
Yeah.
You know, meeting each other. How long has this been?
Season 16 this September.
That's right.
Of the we didn't even know Will and Grace sort of existed.
Exactly. You'll learn rather quick through the Urban Gent that he's a huge TV fan and aficionado. So he'll be speaking in television terms. You'll probably learn a little bit like that from the industry too, as he prattles on in TV terms. But yeah, so it'll be 16 years. Shockingly enough,
that's
which makes
the longest relationship I've ever had. I don't think I've spoken to my mom as long as I like.
It's the longest relationship I've had as well. And we're going to touch on that in the next show, too, for better or for worse.
Yeah.
I'd say for better that we in each other's
better,
lives.
Yeah.
Because we've definitely learned so much from each other and being together and, you know, what we've learned through life and the really bad, bad down times and the really
mm-hmm.
good times. And we can, like, take a step back now, I feel, and see how far we've grown, not that we've reach a certain point and we're done with anything, because that's not the final goal. You never stop growing, you never stop learning. But to take a step back and see, you know, oh, look at us. And you even reflect back on some things in the past and kind of laugh at it and, you know, laugh at our past folly.
I was laughing at something today. Maybe it'll come to me later in the show. I forgot. But
something about us?
Yeah.
There's always something that we laugh at.
Laugh it about something.
It'll either be during the day where one of us will text each other or send an email and be like, and remember when, or even if we're reflecting back on something we might have done a little silly in the past.
Yeah. You guys have those moments, right, where you're like, who was that person? We have those moments a lot. Who is that?
There's definitely
our 20s, definition of our 20s. Who was that person?
that's a whole different show and a whole different panel.
That's future episodes. It's another show.
I know. No, yeah, that is true, and I bet everyone can identify that, even going back to, like, past projects or things that you were working on, you know, and even times when you felt like you were down about it or upset, you know, and it's, I guess, our us being here is just symbolic to us and maybe even, you know, telling everyone else out there that it can happen. You can finish whatever you started and stopped and started and stopped. And still behind me now is like an elephant graveyard of projects.
Yeah.
You know, there are a few things that I am proud that I accomplished, but there's a whole lot of stuff that's kind of waiting.
Yeah, but that goes into the whole thing with timing.
Mm-hmm.
Timing, sometimes our timing as humans, not to get too deep right now, sometimes our timing as humans and in the physical, our egos or our minds think we figure it out only.
Yep.
And we time it
good.
And we have to get there. I did that a lot in real estate and my whole normal quote unquote career to that it has to happen by this time and
I have
to achieve this goal and this, or I'm a failure or I'm not like the mainstream where everybody, so there's so many, a shout out to those people who are so regimented and can get to where they're going just through the sheer intention. But I know the universe, I know even when I do that, the universe kind of detours the plans and says something else will happen.
Because there's usually another lesson in there anyway that you're supposed to learn from said detour, which is something that usually the Urban Gent will remind me of, because he's the first one that gets the phone call.
Oh, Mercury's in retrograde, by the way.
Oh, here we go.
That's why we can't use Skype the right way.
I know. We're making it work.
I was trying to ignore the fact, but I can't because I'm looking at this scaldy crap again.
No,
like,
that's
oh,
what
man.
But,
he's... Tell me that.
We'll try not to focus on it too much, but it could explain some of the wacky
glitches we're having,
you know,
right
a glitch. But he's definitely the one that gets the call when I'm freaking out or I'm like, now what? You know,
exactly.
And, you know, he'll kind of bring me back down. And I think we get to do that for each other.
Usually,
I don't know.
Because, you know, how much have you heard me prattle on about crap that happens with guys in the city? And
oh.
Guys in the City, except I'm not in designer shoes and walking around shopping all day.
Because no one could afford those.
Eating a cafeteria all day.
Although we wish we were.
Yes.
And we could even say, yeah, let's project into the future, we're going to be there.
Yes.
Because that's what, I guess, you know, from this, everybody can take away, you're going to be there.
Or not even project in the future. Think of it in the now. Sometimes I think of it in the now, you know.
I'm there
all
now.
All that stuff we're supposed to do.
We're there now.
We're there now.
We're in the cafeteria
head.
Now.
Waiting for the universe to make it for you.
Wearing Christian Louboutin.
Yes, that hurt our feet, but, you know.
That's all right. We can walk in them anyway with a smile on our face.
Yeah, do the little, Wendy Williams was talking about how everyone at the Louboutin party was
doing the shuffle
to ease the pain on their feet. So one day, Michelle will be at a party.
Because I think we're all ready for it. And that is also what part of the show represents to us on a level. And I think what we want to put out there for everyone listening is that the time is now. And not to be like so grandiose, but we were ready for this. It's taken us a lot to get to
a
point where we were organized within ourselves to put any project we are working on together. Definitely mature, definitely self-confident enough. That's a whole other show, self-confident.
That's probably 5, 10, 12 shows or seasons.
That's a little dark shadow in the background that we're constantly running from, not to lie. We're all about honesty here, to tell you the truth.
No cutting my teeth in what I say anymore, and it's kind of shocking people lately. But hey, it's what happens. I have to look at myself in the mirror.
That's what it is. It's just you. You're in there, and you're seeing it, and you're the one that has to like deal with you at the end. So, which was one of the other reasons, to get back to the point before, of why we didn't tell anyone before this. And again, I think there might be some people out there that are a little hurt. Because deep down, aren't we all slightly narcissistic? You know, but it's not about you. It was about us knowing that we had to do this, and we had to just know it within ourselves, and we had to keep it to ourselves until it was ready to go. Because there are some people that will give you the stink eye. There are some people that will say a little comment. There's someone who will make a joke. Maybe there's some honesty in that joke. And the more you let that seep in and get to you, it's going to be broken down. We're human. We're not robots. We're not toasters. For our
PSG fans.
Shout out
to our PSG fans.
If there's Battlestar fans out there, we love you.
I'll be, for more behind-the-scenes stuff, I'll be wearing some Battlestar Galactica wear, too. So.
Yeah, I hooked you up.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you know. But... Good Lord. But two.
Michelle was probably wondering what you got herself into.
I know. I hope we're not scaring her right now. We are the loose cannons of the channel. That's where it's for
sure.
I know. The authentic you shock truck. The version, the shock truck version of authentic you original video that's positive. Because we are. You know, and that was the biggest thing for us. And if you let the others, the little people and the voices and even the people that are close to you, someone might make a little comment and eat whatever insecurity you have. I think the thing we learned is don't say it, do it. Just go and do it. Whatever you're starting, whatever you stop, whatever you think you can't finish, pick it up tomorrow and do it.
Yeah, I wanted to say too, like any process that takes creation, whether it's artistic or in your career or anything.
Or within yourself, something
can be,
making yourself better.
Can be crippling at times because there's so much advice out there. There's so many people with opinions.
You can weigh
and
it down.
And I do that with my writing. Like, I try to read all the articles and how to write this, or even with law of attraction stuff or anything like that. We've learned so much, but some of the people we've come by, it can be so crippling because you're trying to do it right. It's the doing it right and the doing it perfect that is so paralyzing, I know, for myself. And that's why I've been so, like, laissez-faire about a lot of things. I come off really aloof because if I think about it too seriously, the paralysis sets in.
Exactly.
You know, it's already paralyzing enough that some of the shows I watch, I I struggle with if I could be that good.
I know.
I also wanted to say, like, we had that, you know, I was mentioning Wayne Dyer about that thing, don't tell your friends, and we were talking about opinions.
Yeah.
Sometimes the closest people to you, and this is probably going to be a whole other show, can be the most critical.
Yep.
Because they think they care about you, but when they don't, what they don't understand is sometimes...
Mm-hmm.
You know, it sounds very Pollyanna-y.
It does.
But sometimes they can say or make a comment, or their words of concern can just fester that one point in you.
It's the doubt that starts to eat everything. And
it comes to ways.
It grows like a raggedy old tree, you know, taking over your beautiful garden. If you don't mind my verbose metaphors, I've been known to give them from time to time. I do it at work, and the girls I work with look at me cross-eyed, but I think they like me anyway, so it's not a problem. You know, saying things you don't expect to hear in corporate America.
Yeah, right.
Turn myself into that role pretty positively.
Yeah, I
did that today.
You did?
I was talking about Alice Cooper, but everyone's so much younger than me that they're like, who? I was like, yeah, who's she? But I try to educate them on music and film as much as possible. It's this goal I have. But back to what the Urban Jet was saying, we love our segues. It is something that we discussed prior to this, and part of me felt, I have to say, a little guilty that I didn't even tell the closest friends, the friends that know everything, you know, that I tell everything to, and not to say that they were going to come at us and be like, what do you guys think you're doing? You can't, you know, what? But just to eliminate any of that to happen, because even people saying stuff without even like thinking they're helping
the
or
how,
that kind of issue.
How is that going to happen or and all that? And I think that's a big thing. Whether you've read The Secret or read any of those books, Hay House Radio, shout out to you, Hay House Publications. if you've read anything by the major quote unquote gurus, Deepak Chopra,
right.
Not to ask the how or the why of the world. And sometimes if you ask other opinions, you're going to get caught in the how, or how is it going to happen, and what is going to be the end game to this, or what is going to be the end result for this. And just getting caught up in that, it's so relieving to release the need to do that.
That's what it is. And I was someone who would ask, and I want other people's opinion.
You're a planner. You know me.
There's something in the 60 years that we lock horns on. Yeah, which is coming up to really dope, my friend. That's all right. I bought, and speaking of a planner, I bought his birthday gift like in January.
Yeah, exactly. I have your birthday gift in my mind.
No, he bought me my gift.
I do, but I have other things.
Oh, you're so fabulous.
You always have multi-level gifts for me.
Oh, my God.
I have a few other odds and ends.
Your birthday gift is actually sitting in this room in a box, so don't go looking for it.
Because, I'm off the air. That's the show. I'm looking for my gift.
Because I didn't wrap it yet. That's the 202 to be determined fabulous restaurant later.
Yeah.
But, good God, where were we? People, things, places.
How, the whys, end games.
And I also think, to your point there, other people's doubts about themselves or even thinking, could I do that, would I do that, would seep through and be even projected towards us, whether they wanted to or not. And we're friends with some really awesome, creative, talented people.
Yes,
we've got playwrights,
we
we've got musicians, we've got writers,
activists.
We've got activists, we've got people with published books, people with films. It's impressive.
People with self-published books.
Exactly. Word up to that.
Mm-hmm.
But we, you know, and so that's like, that's kind of the environment that we circulate through. But again, this wasn't to diss anybody or any of you guys. This was just about us knowing we had to keep it inside until it was like all finalized.
Started.
And then we psychotically plastered our Facebook page.
I know. How could you miss that?
I don't know how you could miss it, honestly.
Tweeting everything that you did. And
I know.
Our 50 banners, our great banners. Shout out to the banner guy.
I love the banner. Future tattoo.
Finally convinced me to go through the pain.
I'm seriously, and then we're getting our Tory one.
Yes.
Because that's still happening. I'm just saying.
I know. I still want it.
There will
know.
Be magical tattoos. Contact with almost all of them again through the miracle of of social media.
Social media,
yeah.
Facebook. We're going to get Lady Hope on back on Twitter.
I will.
And stuff.
I will.
So you can, yeah, so you can hashtag away like me.
I know. I got to get my clever self back on there.
Yeah.
And true that. There will be, and speaking of social media, there will be a Facebook page soon, and we'll let everyone know about
and
that.
And my new Tumblr blog.
Oh, okay.
So
excuse me.
I'll try to do the Tumblr.
All right, buddy.
Micro blogging.
Start putting up some of my photos.
Yeah, lovely photos. And we can put the archives for people.
Oh, yeah.
People
who have missed the train.
Yeah.
Possibly, even though we put ourselves all over the planet. Yeah, when it was Monday, it was right out the gate. We didn't hold back. We held back all these months when this was in planning stages and getting ready.
A podcast. We didn't talk about how it was supposed to just be a podcast in Delicia, and then Michelle followed me on Twitter, and woo!
The magic of Michelle Arbeau.
Yeah, the magic of Michelle Arbeau's Twitter.
And we thank her for that, too.
And that email.
It's all, that's what it is. You got to keep your eyes open and your ears open and look for anything. Please do not put those blinders on. Do not stay in the negative anymore.
And if something is not going as planned, be open to see what the alternate plan is or what detour you should take. Because we were talking about how all roads led to this, but we also said that we couldn't have handled this in our 20s.
No,
I couldn't even have handled this last year.
Oh, not last year even. Exactly. Don't scatterbrain yourself.
Yeah, with my weight loss surgery and then your surgery
exactly
before that, and we're still dealing with our self-image.
We're still working on that. It's a path we're still walking proudly. Uh-huh. It still takes some time.
Yeah, and
But that's like the main points I guess we want to put out there
kind
now.
Yeah, cathartic too, having people have to hear us prattle on even more on a scale like this.
That is something that I always thought about this medium too, and how cathartic it is, and the people in this medium, the famous people that we all know, that I've always admired, and how they'll have those shows that are just their releasing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that's something with me because I'm such a talker. And I always had to do that.
Yeah.
Mom and Ron and Sue can attest to that. Their little girl loves to chat. But that's something that they brought to me, and I'm proud of it, that I've always been able to express myself. It's so important. And whichever way you need to express yourself, you need to do it anyway.
Yeah, because the internal knowing, looking at the whole scheme of spirituality and weight and all that stuff and the emotional baggage, we'll go into that soon. In later shows, so many ideas. You'll come up with stuff in the shower, your law of attraction shower.
That's apparently where I think of everything. That's where I came up with my Declaration of Independence.
As we're wrapping clothes,
even though
you should put it out there.
I'm going to put it out there now as we're almost done.
Facebook fan page.
We're going to take the Declaration of Independence right now. I,
the Urban Gentleman,
and Lady Hope declare my
independence.
I will no longer
be
brought down
by
negative
people
or
my
negative
thoughts.
I am moving forward to success. And that's what we have for everybody. That was me in the shower just like 5 seconds.
I know, after
Zumba. So I want everyone to take that with them. Whatever you're starting, whatever you didn't start, whatever you put down and didn't finish and don't think you can and you will and you should.
Think from the end, but don't think of the how.
I love it.
Do little bits and pieces like I do these days, and then it'll all
it has to start
come
small.
Together.
It has to start small. Do not get clouded with how big, and do not bite off more than you can chew.
Yeah.
Double meaning.
Shout
out to my fellow left fan.
Shout out to people recovering from eating disorders.
Exactly.
Man. We'll talk about that.
It's a little bit of a time. Whether you writing that screenplay, that script, that film, that project, or building that birdhouse, just start tomorrow.
Yep.
Start tomorrow and do it. Exactly.
All right.
One word.
One letter.
One picture.
All right. I think that's our time.
It is our time. And we just want to thank everyone for listening, all the people listening now, all the people that will listen on the archive.
Yep. And we'll be back in 2 weeks with Suede.
With Suede and discussion on soulmates.
Yes.
So thank you so much, guys. This is Lady Hope.
And the Urban Gentleman.
With Soul Behind the Snark. Love you a lot. Thanks. Ooh.